I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. An Alabama congresswoman is seeking extensive records from the Veterans Administration about the health care of veterans in central Alabama. Republican Representative Martha Roby says she wrote to the acting Secretary of Veterans Affairs seeking records of the central Alabama veterans health care system. Roby says she wants the records because of complaints she's received and because of government investigations that have revealed problems with long waits and medical records altered. The congresswoman from Montgomery is a member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee involved with veterans issues. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Civil Rights Act. Alabama State University is giving people a glimpse into the lives of those affected. ASU's National Center for the Study of Civil Rights and African American Culture is holding a forum on the act. University archivist Dr. Howard Robinson says he hopes the forum will help people grasp how the Civil Rights Act of 1964 affected life for all Americans.
Legislation was more multidimensional and more multifaceted than meets the eye, that it impacted American life in a variety of different ways. I would think they would be enriched by meeting some of the people and listening to some of the people whose lives were impacted by this legislation.
Robinson says he also wants people to reflect on how lives were guided and influenced by the act, which was put in place 50 years ago. Tuscaloosa Fire and Rescue Service is raising awareness about the dangers of leaving kids in hot cars. They bake cookies this afternoon inside vehicles in the sun. The event had been planned for a while, but it took on new relevance after an incident involving a Tuscaloosa native made national news as a Georgia toddler died after the boy was left by his father in a sweltering SUV for 7 hours. Brett Garrett is a firefighter and paramedic with the Tuscaloosa Fire Department.
Everybody knows in the South that it's hot in the summertime. I mean, you can walk outside, open your door, you know the heat hits you. What we want to bring awareness to is how distracted we are with all of our devices, our radios. You still have your child in the car. Just be mindful that they're still there. Do not leave them in the car, even if you go into the gas station. Don't leave your child unattended, period, in a vehicle.
Garrett says it was 96 degrees outside today and the temperature on the car's dashboard reached 174 degrees. The cookies baked in about 40 minutes. Garrett says the human body system starts shutting down at about 108 degrees in a car. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, includes a clear sky, maybe a stray storm early in the evening, but many of us will be dry. Lows near 70 tonight. For Thursday, noticeably less humid. Temperatures top out near 90, upper 80s for the Tennessee Valley. Lots of sunshine for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, even on Sunday. So if you have plans outdoors for the 4th of July, will be less humid, and it also will be dry. Lows at night in the 60s. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.